are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining us first this morning, we've got Micah and Neha. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Okay, I have to admit this to you. Every time I hear that jingle,
yes,
I think of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It just feels really nostalgic for myself.
It takes you back.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it's all about. Right. Absolutely. But nice to have you ladies here this morning. Tomorrow is the big event we've been pushing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I feel like we've been talking about this for weeks on end, but it's finally here. We're really excited.
We're very excited. We're hoping for good weather and a good time with good company. So
yeah, the hunters have been kind of coming in for Rooster Rush because, boy, this is a great, great place when it comes to pheasant hunting. And we love having them all here. And this is a way to kind of welcome them in.
Yeah, absolutely. So our team at Visit Pier and Visit Fort Pier and then also South Dakota Missouri River Tourism are partnering up to kind of have a welcome social for visiting hunters, local hunters, and their families. I mean, I walk alongside Cody when he hunts, so I will be at the event. So anybody's welcome to come.
Yeah, that's the great thing. It's a way for the community to kind of welcome and, you know, get to know some of the hunters and the folks that are coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as Neha said, there will be a lot of good food happening. Mm-hmm. A lot of local businesses are donating food. They're donating beverages. Dakota Spirits Distillery or Bickering Brothers will be having some cocktails mm-hmm. that they'll be making for this event, for special events. And then we'll also be having beer sales because we know that not everybody is a bourbon drinker mm-hmm. or a whiskey lover. So.
Right. And the nice thing is it starts at 3:00 and this is the type of event that you can kind of come to and spend a little bit of time whenever it really fits into your schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll also have the Dirty Boot Band playing at the event, too. So they'll be there from 5:30 to 8:00. So it's kind of definitely a come-and-go event. Come take a tour, grab a drink, grab a snack, and then off on your way. So we're excited to have everyone there.
Yeah, Neha connected with the Dirty Boot Band yesterday. So that was really exciting to lock
them
down.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're really excited to have them. Yeah, like you said, it'll be from 3 to 10, come-and-go event. Yeah, we're just excited to...
We're pumped to get there.
Yes. We're excited to see it finally come to life. Yeah. But if you want any other details, you can visit either one of our Facebook pages, visit Fort Pier or Visit Pier. We have a Facebook event, and all the details are on there. So
Yeah, this is a great event where everybody's kind of come together to work on this and put it together. There's just a lot of great things going on through the day, and the location for especially hunters flying in is really perfect.
Yeah, absolutely, because Dakota Spirits Distillery is on Airport Road, 3601 Airport Road. So, yeah, whether they're flying in, driving in, or they live right here, great location for this.
And you definitely won't be able to miss it. I think they put up a new LED sign, so you'll be able to see it for a couple miles away.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Yeah. I haven't seen the sign yet. Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's a great time. Hunters and the community alike, as you said, just come on out and enjoy the festivities. There's just so much going on for everybody. It's going to be a great time and I think a really good event to keep on rolling. I think this is a good way to kick it off.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to celebrate Rooster Rush.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, for stopping in this morning and all the hard work. And it's going to be a nice sigh of relief tomorrow, I'm sure, for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Cross your fingers for us. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. And there is the crew for the Ringneck Roundup. Don't miss it tomorrow. It's going to be Airport Road, the distillery there, the Bickering Brothers. They look forward to having you stop by between 3 and 10. Plenty of time for you to go on out and enjoy everything that is going on. So there is your Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood with the gals. And it was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning as well, we have the windblown mayor of Fort Pier coming into the studio, Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor. How are we doing?
We are windblown.
You know, you should have just grabbed your umbrella and did the Mary Poppins thing. It would have saved you a little gas.
Or, that's true. Or the other idea would be have a hairstyle like yours.
Yes, it makes things nice and easy. You don't have to worry about how windy it is.
You are so smart.
Well, nice to have you here this morning, as always.
Thank you.
What's going on in Fort Pier we want to share?
Well, the first thing that I wanted to share, and people may have already heard this, but on September 24th, there was a meeting of the High School Rodeo Association in South Dakota. And they were determining who would host the 2024-2025 state finals.
Okay.
And Belfouche and Fort Pierre both submitted a bid, made our pitch, and the board voted unanimously to give it to Fort Pierre again. So that means...
That's great.
Isn't that exciting? So that means the high school finals will be held in Fort Pierre 2023, 24, and 25. And then we'll see.
Yeah.
But that is a real honor, and it's a real... And real pat on the back to
Absolutely.
Scott Deal and his crew that make that a great event. They just work really hard.
They do. They do such a great job getting things ready, and things have run so well during the time it's been there that, you know, this is a nice reward to have a few more years at it.
It is. And their only complaint is that, you know what the last few years have been like. I don't have to tell anybody, but they would like to have a place to go and eat when the events are over. And that's mm-hmm. generally kind of late. Sometimes it's 9 o'clock. And so,
right.
So we're going to work with our restaurateurs and talk to everybody and see what we can do to get the restaurants open a little later and accommodate those people.
There you go. That would be nice as well.
Yeah, it would. The other thing I want to talk about is Monday night at the council meeting, there will be a public hearing regarding ordinances for vacation rentals. And we have talked about vacation rentals before,
mm-hmm.
and we have had quite a lot of interest, people who are interested in having a vacation rental, and people who are not interested in having them next door. And so
a tightrope to walk there.
It is. And I have said publicly that that's my favorite place to stay when we have family get-togethers. I love vacation rentals. I love the home-like feel. And, you know, and part of the reason you like them is because they are not located on a busy, noisy street. And in a commercial district. So,
exactly.
So the very things that make us love staying in them is what makes it a problem sometimes for neighbors in neighborhoods. So the proposed ordinances would limit vacation rentals in Fort Pierre in any zoning district that is not residential. And there are some good locations in Fort Pierre that are in commercial districts, that mm-hmm. would be a great location. There are some homes located in commercial districts. If you have an interest, this is the time to speak up. A lot of times we hold public hearings and no one shows up. And then after it's done, they say, well, why didn't you tell us? So this is the opportunity.
Yes.
So Monday night at the South Dakota Municipal League, 6:30. And that's on Island Drive in Teton Island. So come to the public hearing and speak up and ask questions and so that the council can make the best decision for Fort Pierre.
Yeah, this, like you said, the opportunity to ask questions, voice your concerns, and
absolutely.
You know, let everybody know. And, you know, that way you can move forward and make the right decision.
That's right. And it's hard because there are some people who have purchased property in Fort Pierre with the intention of making it a vacation rental, and it may not be allowed. So, you know, we don't want that to happen any more often than it has to.
Right.
Come and voice your opinion and ask questions, and we'll go on from there.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else you wanted to talk about this morning?
Well, could you shut down the wind a little bit? Just a little, Dave.
I will try to find the controls for that.
Yeah, oh, please do.
My goodness. Yeah, it's been a little crazy the last couple of days.
Opening pheasant season starting. That's not going to be fun.
No, definitely not. So we'll hope. You know, it looks like tomorrow things will start dying down. It won't be quite as bad as today.
And okay.
We'll try to keep it that way.
Well, we've got till Saturday to actually get going. So
there you go.
Yeah. So, but
a few more days.
We'd appreciate it.
Well, we'll do what we can.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for stopping in today,
you,
Mayor, as always.
Uh-huh.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen as we finish up the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. Again, brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.